Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
I just discovered that they sounded great on stuff and to use it, not to just throw them like slapdash over everything, but just to really have a great horn arrangement is something that you can't do on a keyboard or fake on Pro Tools. There's no plugin that makes that happen.
As a 20-something producer and DJ, Mark Ronson knows all about the digital world. But rather than fool anyone with technology, he keeps the sounds authentic. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. $5 DJ gigs are long since passed for Mark Ronson, who's now sought after among the celeb crowd to get the dance floor moving. And to say the least, he's had a big year as a producer, too, having put his old-school stamp on albums from British phenoms Amy Winehouse and Lily Allen. But to top things off, Mark's released his own record called Version, where he throws beats, horns, new voices, and more behind some favorite tunes. And he recently spoke with me about a few of the key flavors in his sound. You cover a lot of ground on this record. There's, you know, everything from Coldplay to The Jam, from Radiohead to The Charlatans.
Yeah, well, there's just all my favorite kind of songs. And I mean, the record started off, I was just making songs as a DJ. I was actually kind of bored with the material that was out, and I just got tired going to clubs playing the same old stuff. So I was like, I think I'll just make my own version of some of these, my favorite songs. And you know, sometimes you're playing for a hip-hop crowd and you can sneak a Smith song in there if you put a right like instrumental under it, and sometimes you can't. So I guess the point was to take these songs that I love, mostly guitarist type songs, and put them in a way that I could play them for like my more like soul, hip-hop based crowds that I DJ for.
As music continues to grow and evolve, you still go back to that well, whether it's Motown, Stax, Stevie. You can't beat that stuff, right?
I think that's absolutely true, and I say that, and sometimes I feel like I sound like some grumpy old man, but the fact is there have been great genres and all sorts of stuff that have come since then, and there's been punk, and there's been electronic, and there's been hip-hop, but you can't help but think that all the best music might have been made from like 1964 to 73, whether it's Motown, Led Zeppelin, The Stones, Stevie Wonder. And I just think it's no offense to anyone that comes after it, but there's just like all the songs were written by those people. So we get amazing kind of like derivations of that now and really talented people. But that's kind of where it is. It's like the Renaissance was regarded as a 30-year period in art where all the best stuff was made for that thing. And it's no offense to anyone that came after. Those are just the classics.
Stop me, yo, oh, oh, stop me. Stop me if you think that you've heard this one before. Stop me, yo, I said stop me. Stop me if you think that you've heard this one before. Nothing's changed, I still love you. Oh, I still love you. But only slightly less than I used to, my love. Set me free, why don't you, babe? My life, why don't you, babe? 'Cause you don't really love me, no. You just keep me hanging on. Oh, oh, no. Set me free, why don't you, babe?
Live at FUV, it's Mark Ronson and Daniel Merriweather bringing together the Smiths and the Supremes in a live version of the Stop Me medley. To hear more from Mark Ronson and other artists, visit the archives at WFUV.org.